أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري إلى أجل مسمى وأن الله بما تعملون خبير. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had expressed to us, just for the purposes of our understanding, the great knowledge, the ilm, the wisdom, the hikmah of Allah, the qudrat, the power, and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if all this had to be transcribed into words, then all the trees of this world would become the pens, and this ocean, and another ocean, and another ocean, seven besides this, all of it would have been used as ink, all of it would diminish, but the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have not been fulfilled. So vast is the knowledge and the wisdom of Allah, so vast is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also expressed another very important aspect, is that to create one soul, one creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to create everything that Allah has created, it is all the same to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no difference, and that also shows that there is no difficulty upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala whatsoever. To display this and to express this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our day and night experience, something that we see all the time, we experience it all the time, but perhaps it is something that we don't appreciate. It is something that we don't look at as a ni'mat of Allah, because perhaps we have taken it for granted. And Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Do you not see, or have you not seen, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the night to enter into the day so harmoniously? There is perfect harmony. We have the day, and then we will find that the day begins to become dark, and suddenly it gets darker and everything is blackened. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ, that if we look here on the eastern horizon, we will see it very, very perfectly, that there was darkness, and then slowly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the day by very slowly bringing in the light. Now isn't that a perfect sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's magnificence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power? If you go a little bit more scientific, then again you will know that today, on the 14th of April, whatever the sunrise time is, exactly 14th of April last year, and then the year before, 10 years before, 50 years before, 100 years before, 1,000 years before, exactly, precisely, at that moment, that minute, that second, the sun had risen, and the same is with the sunset, the same is with Zawal, and that is the perfection and the precision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's workout. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes all this happen, that is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. Man creates a machinery, man creates some kind of creation of his, he manufactures something, but then now and then he will have problems with it. There has to be some form of maintenance, something, there is a shutdown, sometimes there is a breakdown, but there is no breakdown in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that how everything has been submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun doesn't break down, the earth doesn't break down when it revolves around its axis. There is absolutely no breakdown whatsoever. So وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sun and the moon subservient, and everything subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ يَجْرِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further calls us to understand and to remember that everything moves, everything travels, everything runs to a fixed moment, to a fixed time. Now here there's two meanings to it. One is the precision part of it, that everything has its precise moments of happening, the earth's revolvement and everything else that takes place. And secondly is this, that everything will come to a fixed time. And that fixed time is the day of Qiyamah. That when that happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now suddenly stops everything. Everything begins to be destroyed. Everything begins to disintegrate. Everything begins to collapse. And again, that is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has done it. That shutdown time is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also will happen on the precise moment. Like how the sun will rise on its precise moment. It sets on its precise moment. That shutdown also takes place on its precise moment. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khabir. Allah is well aware of your deeds and your actions. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not intend that we get so engrossed in the sun and in the moon and so engrossed in the world and in the earth and everything else and the sciences of it and we forget our amal and we forget our actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of these actions. The ulama have explained it very beautifully that man has made an effort on science, man has made an effort on understanding all the various concepts of science and man claims that man reached the moon. But when man makes an effort on his deen, man makes an effort on his iman, man makes an effort on the recognition of Allah, then man will reach the creator of the moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute haqq. وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. And whatever they call besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else is batil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq. Allah is forever, Allah was forever, and everything else they call upon is batil. There was a time when it was not in existence, and there is a time when it is in existence, and there is a time that will be destroyed. So hence it can never be Allah, it can never be an object of worship. Further, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most high. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so high, Allah is so sublime, and hence Allah is al-kabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great and all greatness, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the greatest. And these objects that man worships, these gods that we have in our hearts, the powers of this world, the things of this world, everything else does not have these qualities of Allah. So everything else is regarded as batil, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the absolute truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two ayahs, in a very, very beautiful way, calls us to realize the greatness of Allah, and then what is the subsequent conclusion we come to? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of all praise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.